Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
They're going to kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
This Friday.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS podcast. It is a tight end and defense Thursday. Not quite as alliterative as our wide receiver Wednesday, but it's close and I will take it. I am your host, James Seltzer, with me as always, the my favorite Canadian on the planet. And really, I like him more than pretty much all the Americans too, no offense, but you're not going to find a better guy out there. You can follow him on Twitter at Statsman22. Mr. Paul Bruno. Paul, how are you, sir?
You mean I edged out Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, well, it's true. Barbed wire came at a very definitive time, a very formative time in my life. So it's funny that, barbed wire, the vast majority of our listening audience has no idea what I'm talking about, but Pamela Anderson actually starred in a movie called Barbed Wire. And it was terrible. So shout out to Pam Anderson and I guess Tommy Lee too. I don't know if that's still a thing. Anyway, I'm showing my lack of knowledge here with Pamela Anderson. So why don't we jump into something I do know a little bit about, not as much as Paul, but a little bit about. Let's talk some tight ends and defenses here as we head into week 11, which I said yesterday on the wide receiver Wednesday podcast is like, I'm just floored that we're actually in week 11 of the season. I feel like this always happens. I'm always like, oh, it's week one. I'm so excited. And then before you know, it's gone. So let's enjoy it while we can. Let's try and make some money while we can. So for that, we bring in the man, Paul Bruno, and he's going to help you out here. So, Paul, why don't we take a look at this tight end slate before we jump into the defenses? Obviously, there's one guy there at 8,400, 1,300 above everybody else, but I'm guessing that with the unsure status this week, you're staying away from Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, there's a note right now that says that he's questionable with a chest injury. Must be from puffing it out so much, I think. But if he was healthy, he'd be a good value play, I think, against San Francisco. So really want to keep an eye on the status here, I think.
Yeah, it seems like it's gotten better. There was the original report that he had a hole in his lung. It turns out he does not, so I guess that's a good thing. But he did say that the hit that Earl Thomas gave him, not from puffing out his chest, shockingly enough, that it happened, but he did say that the hit that Earl Thomas put on him was the hardest hit he has ever gotten in his career, college or NFL. So, yeah, man, that's pretty intense. So if I had to guess, I would guess that Gronk is out this week. But even if he's not, with that injury in a game where, you know, going up against San Francisco, you have to expect that New Orleans gets out to a pretty big lead. And LeGarrette Blount is probably the guy you want to own this week. So I'm with you, Paul. I think based on the price and based on the injury, I'm probably avoiding Gronkowski regardless of if he plays this week. But there are some other values here, and you usually see these two next guys in the same kind of range, at least close as Gronkowski, but this week you're getting a $1,300 and $1,500 discount comparatively. Greg Olsen, Jordan Reed, either of these guys going to be in your lineup?
I love both of them. And
me too.
I'll probably lean in the direction of Greg Olsen just because I keep saying he's been the most consistently reliable and productive tight end all season long. And this week he has the added bonus of facing the worst pass defense in the game in New Orleans. So I absolutely love that pick for $7,100. But you can make just about as good a case for Jordan Reed and the Redskins against the Packers at home for $6,900. That Packers defense has allowed a number of tight ends to thrive against them this year, not the least of which is my favorite guy, Witten. Not many of them are as good as Reed, though, so I expect him to capitalize in a similar way this week.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I love both of them. I think I will have lineups with both of these guys in the lineup, especially because, like we say, you know, you usually see those guys closer to Gronk, but when you're at 71 and 6,900 here, you know, you're really kind of not, it's not outrageous to pay for these guys. And it's funny enough because both of them have terrific matchups. You know, like you said, Greg Olsen going up against that shoddy New Orleans secondary, Jordan Reed going up against a Green Bay defense that can't cover anybody these days. They I mean, they gave up 47 points to the Titans. The Titans, Paul.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think both guys, terrific plays. Two of my and normally I'm not on these guys and based on the price and the other values, but they are both awesome plays this week. Very, very much in on both. All right, Paul, let's get a little more value oriented here as we look in the $6,000 range. We have looks like 5 guys left in this range here as we go from, 4 guys, a 4-pack. So we go from Jimmy Graham at 6,500 down to Travis Kelce at 6,100. Are any of these 4 guys going to be in your lineup?
You know what? I'm going to pick one, and I want to hear if you have any other thoughts on the other guys. But I'm going to go with Delanie Walker of Tennessee at Indianapolis. He's coming off a huge game with 9 catches and 11 targets last week for 124 yards on TD against that Green Bay defense. And he faces an equally beatable Colts pass defense this time around. Could easily duplicate those numbers, and that's pretty attractive for $6,400 to me.
I love the Delanie Walker call. Obviously coming off a monster week last week. Indy, how many times have we talked about this, Indy? Love that play. I'm with you. I like all these guys to varying degrees, but, Jimmy Graham has been so good lately, but the Eagles have been pretty tough against tight ends. I don't think that's a particularly great matchup for Graham. The guy in this range outside of Walker who sticks out to me is Travis Kelce going up against that Tampa Bay secondary. Tampa Bay has been so bad against the pass across the board, and very likely Macklin's going to be out again. Travis Kelce, the focal point of that passing offense, and a great matchup for 6,100. I really, really like that play. Paul, let's get into some real values here. 5,900 down to 5,400 here as we go from Eric Ebron up to Julius Thomas, a 6-pack of guys here. Who in this range, is there anyone here who you're considering? Or because for me, when I look at it, I'm not sure if any of them jump out the same way that the higher price guys do. I'm guessing there might be a guy in here, though, who piques your interest, Paul.
Well, I got to talk about that at some point. But I'm going to start with Eric Ebron of Detroit, though. He's been the busiest of the Lions receivers over the last couple of weeks and should benefit from another good matchup against the struggling group in Jacksonville. So for $5,400, that's worth the peak for me. Of course, I'm going to mention Witten because the Ravens, I think they're going to pressure Prescott like few defenses that he's seen this season. And he's going to look to slow them down with quick outlets to Witten, I think, as well as maybe some quick stuff to the running backs out of the backfield, because I think the box will be loaded, as I said, by the Ravens. And I think if they can get into the secondary, there could be some business to be had there for Witten. And then Cameron Brate for Tampa, I think, against Kansas City. He's seen his FanDuel scores rise steadily over the last 3 weeks. I like that trend, and I might buy a share of it. And he's coming off a perfect effort last week when he caught all 7 of his targets for 84 yards on a TD last time out. So he's on a hot streak.
Yeah, Cameron Brate has been white hot lately. Solid matchup there. But I'm with you. Outside of that, I hate to say it. Jason Witten's clearly the play in this range. A great matchup.
You really think so?
I do. And I hate to say it, Paul. It burns me up inside. But as I've said to you before, if there's one Cowboy, I hate all the Cowboys, but if there's one Cowboy that it makes it really hard to hate, it's Jason Witten. That guy's a warrior and does it the right way. So, but more so, him and Dak clearly have something going. He's been terrific of late, and Dak relies on him very clearly. And I think, again, in this matchup, particularly against a solid defense, I think Witten's going to be even more important. So definitely like Jason Witten this range. Again, it kills me to say it. But, Paul, let's take it from 5,300 down to the bottom here as we look at 5,300 Dwayne Allen down to the min price guys at 4,500. Who are your low-end value plays this week at tight end?
Well, I find some interesting names. First of all, with Gronkowski down, you got to think Martellus Bennett's going to get action, and he's averaging 10.4 points a week, and he didn't really slow down even when Gronkowski was healthy. So I think you can make a solid case for him having a big day against the Niners. And right below him, C.J. Fedorowicz of Houston at Oakland. I like this matchup against a very weak Oakland pass defense. Fedorowicz and his mates should have a much easier time with the Raiders D than they did last week when they were bottled up a little bit. Then we drop down below $5,000, and I like both ends of the Pittsburgh-Cleveland matchup with Jesse James against the overmatched Browns defense, and then Gary Barnage, I think, one of the other options that Cleveland has in their offense that does see a lot of regular targets and could have a big day against that suspect Pittsburgh defense that you highlighted. That's 4,700 and 4,800 respectively.
Yeah, Paul, I you nailed my guys. I couldn't agree more with all those plays, especially big fan of Bennett and Fedorowicz. Bennett, like you said, a great matchup. He's been good even with Gronk in the lineup, and without Gronk, I think he's going to make a big-time difference. And Fedorowicz is probably my favorite value on the board going up against that terrible Oakland defense. He's been a big part of that passing game, so love, love, love those plays. I'll add in one more just for S's and G's, as it were. Lance Kendricks coming off a bad week last week with a disappointing performance, only the two targets. But you look at the 3 weeks prior, 12 targets, 9 targets, 8 targets, had a touchdown, one of the three, 90 yards, one of the three. He's been a big part of that passing game. And I look at the matchup last week against the Jets defense that is been terrific against tight ends. That kind of makes me feel a little better going into Miami, who has not been as terrific against tight ends. I think that's a nice upside play here based on potential volume. But again, Fedorowicz and Bennett, really the two guys I like most in this range. All right, fantasy football fans, that football is in full swing. It's almost over. It's crazy. But that means that FanDuel is in full swing, and this year it's better than ever. It's not just a new season at FanDuel, it's a new era. They have upgraded your entire experience with real improvements for everyday fans, and they believe you deserve to experience everything sports has to offer, which makes you sports rich. Try the new FanDuel now. Just pick your team, stay under the salary cap, and have all the fun that fantasy has to offer. New to the game? Play in a beginner's contest, learning the ropes. If you have a dollar, there are contests for just a dollar. There's 50-50 contests for the top half win cash, and you can even settle a score with your friends in a FanDuel's brand new friends mode. It's season-long fantasy football with weekly teams, plus new features ensure a fair and level playing field. There's nothing better than FanDuel. I've railed on season-long fantasy this season, and I still love it, but it has been the year from hell, and it doesn't get any better, and as a result, I get to go on FanDuel and I get to pick a new lineup every week, and I don't have to worry about all my injured players and all my players who suck and all my players who disappoint. And I get to have fun every week. And that's because of FanDuel. You can have all the fun that football has to offer, all the fun that fantasy football has to offer. At FanDuel, you can be sports rich. Plus, we have a special offer for new users. You get a free 6-month RotoWire subscription with a $10 deposit on FanDuel. You just got to go to FanDuel.com/RW. Not only do you get the free subscription, but you get to play with the $10 on FanDuel, and you could win money. $40 in value for just 10 bucks. Go to FanDuel.com/RW. All right, Paul, let's do what we do here. And really, I mean, when you win money, it's because of the defenses, right, Paul?
Absolutely. Defenses win championships, man.
And that's the thing is I joke, but in reality, when your defense goes out and puts up points, it really is that difference for you. It really does make the difference, especially if you're playing like FanDuel's brand new friends mode. When you're playing with, you know, 6, 7, 8 guys, if you can have that defense that kind of carries the day, it can make a huge difference for you. So let's dive in here, Paul. We got three defenses, the $5,000 mark and above, at Kansas City 5,000, Arizona 5,100, and Seattle at 5,200. Are you risking it on any of these top Ds, or are you looking for some lower price options?
you know what? I'm not adverse to spending money on the top end of the defensive board. So I took a close look at these three, and I think Arizona leaps out as the value play of all of them. And I'll say that because Minnesota's rush offense has dried up almost completely of late. And when they go to the air, they're going to face the stingiest pass defense in the NFL. So that adds up to be a tough assignment for Minnesota, playing right into the Arizona strengths. And Arizona's going to take them to the woodshed, I think, in this one.
Not surprisingly, Paul, we could not be more on the same page. Arizona, it's such a, you know, it's such a no-brainer here for me of those three. Go, like you said, I mean, that Minnesota offensive line, I'm not sure, but I feel like I could block better than Jake Long right now. I mean, that's how bad it's been. So that aggressive defense with that much talent, I know they haven't been as good as expected this year, but for 5,100 against literally a inept, porous offensive Minnesota line there, I think that's a terrific play. All right, Paul, let's take it from 4,900 down to 4,500 before we get into the real cheap value plays here. There are a lot of defenses here, and potentially I think the most likely group of options here from 4,900 down to 4,500 at the bottom there at Houston. Who in this range is piquing your interest?
I'm going to give you three of them, beginning at the higher end with New England. I see a lack of options in the San Francisco offense that plays right into Belichick's hands for this game, particularly if they can limit Kaepernick's scrambling ability. He's going to be the quarterback that starts there. I'm not even sure that that's the case, but you may have something more to say about that. I also like the Giants against Chicago with Jeffrey out with a suspension. You mentioned that yesterday. The Giants are going to game plan to stop the run, which they normally do very well, ranking seventh best in rushing yards allowed in the NFL through the first 11 weeks of the season. And just below them, I like the Detroit Lions against Jacksonville. The Jags are once again headed toward the top of the draft board, and they lack a ground game. And I focus my choices against such one-dimensional options. And when a team only has to game plan for one aspect of the opponent, I really like that team's defensive chances for a big week.
Yeah, Paul, again, you're killing me, but we're on the exact, I feel like this is, you know, hey, I agree, but I really do. You're nailing all the teams I had highlighted at Patriots against San Francisco. You know, they've just been so bad. Patriots defense hasn't been very good, but more of a tournament play for me for that reason, because you really can't count on the New England D, but you can count on that San Francisco offense to suck, and I think it will suck again. And I think that New England defense is opportunistic enough to take advantage, and that 4,900 price, I think, will be a nice play. And again, look, the Giants against Jay Cutler and Alshon Jeffrey-less offense, really nice play. And then Detroit, look, Detroit, you can just look at who's playing Jacksonville and roll with that and feel pretty good about it, because man, Blake Bortles likes to throw balls to the other team as much as he does his receivers. So I totally agree. I'll add one more team in here. And it's a defense that really struggled for a majority of the season, but the last few weeks has quietly been outstanding, especially the D-line and a terrific matchup. I love Miami this week at 4,800. Jared Goff making his first career start. I think the fact that we are in week 11 of the season tells you how far along Mr. Goff is. I'm guessing they would have liked to get him in earlier if they could have. He's not ready, I don't think. And Miami's been great. Like, the last few weeks, their D has been really strong, and there is talent there. So going up against the kid in his first start, I foresee a rough outing for Mr. Goff, and I think 4,800 for Miami is a fine price to pay to take advantage of it. Paul, let's take 4,500 down to the bottom here. Are there any true value plays here? As it looks like it's an interesting group of low priced options here. As it looks like some tough matchups for some of these lower teams. Are there any you can kind of weed out as some potential options here?
Well, I feel bad that I stole your thunder with the other no, ranges, Paul. So I'm going to only highlight one. And it may surprise you. I'm going to pick Baltimore out of this range. I'm very wary of this defense, James. They've allowed the fewest total yards per game in the NFL, and they average 10.2 FanDuel points per game this season. They're an NFL best against the run. I fear this team's defense as a Cowboy fan, and they might be in a very interesting value play this week.
Shocking. I agree. I think it's a nice matchup. That Baltimore D has played well, and look, Dallas' offense, Zeke is unstoppable, but You figure at some point, maybe, potentially, please God, Dak Prescott will have a bad week. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but, you know, you figure this is the type of matchup where it could happen. So I like that play, especially for the price. Not a ton of other options I love here. I don't hate the Bills going up against Cincinnati just because that D has been so good. And Cincinnati, what a disappointing team. The fact that they lost that Monday night game to the Giants was not just upsetting because I hate the Giants and I'm an Eagles fan, but also upsetting because it was just outrageous that they lost that game. It just made me mad to watch. But a couple other potential upside plays here. I don't love this one, but the Eagles against Seattle, I could see that being a knockdown, drag-out, defensive kind of battle. Both of those teams can play D, and I know Seattle's coming off a really nice offensive week, but they've also, before that, were coming off a lot of offensive struggles. So I don't hate that play, but if I'm going to take a home run shot, I'll flip it to the other side of that Giants game. The Bears, I know it's crazy, but the Giants haven't been very good offensively. They really haven't. I mean, they don't scare me at all offensively outside of Beckham. Zero running game. So I don't love the play, but going up against a Giants O-line that's not very good, a Giants offense is disappointed. For $4,100, a decent home run play for me. But I certainly agree with you. I think Baltimore in that $4,400 and below range is my favorite play. Paul, I'm going to miss you next week. You're taking some time off.
Yeah, I'm headed down to take the temperature of Florida for about 10 days. Looking forward to that. And going to lie on the beach and just cut back on some of the other RotoWire responsibilities. The only one I'm going to retain is the daily NHL roster sweep. I love doing that first thing in the morning over a cup of coffee, and I don't want to break that part of the routine up. But I'll leave the football duties to you and our other pals at RotoWire. You guys, I know you're going to do a great job in my absence. I just hope I get my spot back.
Paul, you couldn't lose your spot if you tried, but this does confirm what I have said many, many times, that it is great to be Paul Bruno, as Paul will enjoy the Florida sun, and I will figure out a way to slog through without him somehow, some way. But you can hear Paul tomorrow with Johnny McKechnie, as always, as those two will bring your Friday wrap-up.
You will not hear me.
Oh, my goodness, Paul, look at that. You're making me look like an ass here, Paul.
I'll be in the air when that's going on.
Look at that. Paul's out. I can't believe I got him in here now. He's probably ready to get – I think he actually is turning off his microphone right now and leaving just to get rid of me. No, but, Paul, all right, so you'll hear someone else in Johnny McKechnie. I'm sure it'll be great. But, Paul, you'll be very much missed in your absence. I will slog through, but it will be tough. I will be basically waiting for you to return.
Well, I'll look forward to that, too, and we'll have a lot of fun. We'll be into the stretch run for the NFL season. I can't wait to see how that turns out. I'll finally have a rooting interest.
There you go. Look at
looks
that.
Looks like.
Anyway. Oh, man. God, I hate the Cowboys. All right, that'll do it. Paul, enjoy your time in Florida. You'll be missed, and your spot will most certainly be waiting when you get back. Again, follow him on Twitter, at Statsman22. For Paul Bruno, I am James Seltzer. This has been the Week 11 Tight Ends and Defense edition of the RotoWire DFS Podcast.